The polishing shop was just remarkable. There were these huge men. Men were huge then. I'd go to work in the morning, had to get there by 7:30, and they were massive. And they had the good old Bristol haircut, which was just a little line of hair on the top, you know, quite in order nowadays, but in those days it was very much sort of different. And they'd sit on the bus, and to get two people on a bus seat, well, it couldn't be done. And the two would sit in the seat, but one would be on, and the other would be only about half on. They were huge people. And the biggest seemed to get into the polishing shop, and they were these great big craggy people. And there was all this dust and bits of polishing mop, and they were black, you know, and they'd be standing there with their leather aprons, and they'd be polishing away. And there was a community. You could feel that they were all a family, really. Polishing is most important. The Japanese were onto it a lot better than we were. If you polish a surface, you reduce the little scratches. And these are inclined to promote cracking. And it's from the base of a scratch that you get a very, very high stressing because of the little cut, really. And cracking will ensue. And the more you polish it and the smoother you get it, the less likely it is to crack. And we didn't cotton on to this well for many, many years, but the Japanese did, and all their engine parts were very highly polished. We used to think it was a bit of a waste of time, but of course it wasn't. No. That was a little project the apprentices had. I wasn't involved, but at the end, at the south side of No. 1 shop, there were the toilets and washrooms. In those days, the workers, if you were on work staff, you didn't get a mirror in the toilet. You weren't expected to take any. You weren't expected to take note of yourself. Staff toilets had the mirror, but works toilets didn't. You see, sir. But the washroom was a big granite. Obviously it wasn't granite, but it looked like granite. A big circular dish, if you like, with an edge, I suppose, from about here to that wall. They were really big. In the middle there was a fountain, and at the top of that there was a soap dispenser, a liquid soap dispenser. And you push a foot rail, which went all around this big dish, I suppose, and that would start a squirt of water coming out all round, and then you'd wash there. So quite a lot of hot water was used, and the idea was that the apprentices had designed a solar heating panel, which involved pipes with a glass top and a black background, and these pipes would run up and down, get the maximum length within the area being shown to the sun, and that would heat the water. And there was a hot water system, and it was all, you know, an apprentice project, and it worked quite well. But over the years, it couldn't be bothered with it, and it all sort of died, you know, it all sort of got broken and such. But in those days, we weren't really very concerned about green or anything like that. It was good bit of pollution, never hurt anybody. Oh, that was the thinking then, anyway.